All right, so once more, walk me through this game. What is Marvel Puzzle Quest?
So Marvel Puzzle Quest at its base is a match 3 puzzle RPG. What that means is that you're always matching up gems of different colors, at least 3 or more, and then using that in order to fight enemies in the game. So you're either going through story modes where you're going through and fighting against Hammer and Norman Osborn in the Dark Reign storyline, or other storylines that we're moving into, like we have the Deadpool versus Marvel Puzzle Quest storyline where Deadpool's fighting off everyone to try to get some money to buy some more chimichangas, and other things that we've got Marvel writers working on for us for the game. Alex Irvine and Frank Thierry are both doing writing for us for Marvel Puzzle Quest as we move along.
And this game is a year old, right? This is your anniversary?
Yes. We debuted October 3rd of last year and came to Comic-Con just after we had debuted, and now it's our first year anniversary. We're doing a bunch of stuff to celebrate our anniversary, like we're giving away double ISO, which is the kind of currency in the game to use. We're releasing a fan-favorite character that was a cameo before, Devil Dinosaur, to be fully playable in the game so players can pick him up. And then we're also, next week, as kind of the season finisher for the anniversary, we're releasing Thor, Goddess of Thunder, which is, you know, the brand new version of Thor that's in the comics, and going to be bringing her out as kind of a big release. We're actually the first Marvel game to have her in the game. So.
And can you explain a little more about the gameplay? It's a matchmaking puzzler, but there's a lot of strategic elements to it. Could you explain a little more about that?
Sure. So, like I was saying, the basic part of it is that you're just matching up tiles on the board. The thing is that each of the tiles are different colors. Each of the characters that you bring in the battle have different color strengths. So some of them are better at red, and some of them are stronger at purple or black. So the team that you make up, you generally want to have a kind of mix of characters that are strong in each color so you can deal more damage. Or you might want to concentrate in a given color and just deal with trying to make those kind of matches. As well, each of the characters have special abilities that are based off of different colors too. So you might not only want to necessarily match in color strengths, but you also want to try to gain energy for the special abilities. So you can, you know, shoot off a pulsar blast with Iron Man, or use Mjolnir with Thor to destroy some of the board and deal some damage to enemies, things like that. So there's a lot of strategy that goes on besides just, okay, well, I'm going to match up some gems over here. When you really want to get into it, there's choosing your team, choosing which abilities you want to use, choosing which enemies that precisely you want to fight with that team, things like that. So.
And roughly how many characters do you currently have in the game?
With Devil Dinosaur having just come out, we've got 51 fully playable. And then we're releasing more characters on a constant basis. Every about 2 to 3 weeks, a new character will come out. Or you will also go back. We just revamped X-Force Wolverine, made him a bit better. Magneto Classic, made some changes there. So even some of the older characters that are in the game, we do a little bit of work on to change them up for the metagame and keep them fresh.
This game is exclusively player versus player?
No, it's we've got two different elements to the game. There's the PvE story, where you're just going through and facing off against story-related characters and going through that part of it. There's also the versus mode, where you're going against other players. In that versus mode, we tend to have different events that we do special that are based around certain characters or different teams. So like this one, you'll have a Deadpool event where Deadpool's automatically in your team, or Avengers only, you can only use Avengers, things like that. And then the PvE events tend to be either use whoever you want, or certain storyline related things, or heroic modes where you can only use certain characters to try to, you know, give you a challenge. So there's a wide variety of things we're constantly changing up on a regular basis. The game's online, so you're always grabbing new data and new events and things like that that we're running all the time. So.
And one more time, just in case we missed it, what platforms can we find this game on?
So the game's available to download on iOS, obviously off the App Store, Android on Google Play, and it's also available on PC on Steam. And all those versions are in the same ecosystem. So if you're playing on iOS and your friend's playing on Android, you're all in the same game. You can join alliances with one another, things like that. So.
And it's free for all platforms, correct?
Yep. It is free to play. We do have in-app purchases. That being said, the in-app purchases are not required to play. There's no blockers or anything like that. I mean, we do like to eat. We do like money. But that being said, we don't like the, okay, you know, we're really going to be rough on this sort of thing. So we try to keep it nice for players. So.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.